This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.
We're the Greater Green Island Youth Action Group podcast.
We're a bunch of local young people who have lots to say, stories to tell and stuff to promote.
All from right here in Greater Green Island on ORFM.
Hello everyone and welcome to episode 16 of our podcast. My name is Joseph and alongside me is Butler, Lily and Brew. We are your hosts today on behalf of the Youth Action Group. How about we do a round introducing ourselves, sharing our favourite ice cream flavour, and that's about it. My favourite ice cream flavour would personally be cookies and cream, or chocolate. I can't choose. My name's Joseph, I'm 13, and I'm going to King's High School.
Yeah. My name is Bella, I'm 12, I recently went to Big Rock and now I'm going to Otago Girls, and my favourite ice cream flavour has always been chocolate. It's always got to be chocolate.
Hello, I am Lily, I am 12 years old, I used to go to Abbotsford but I'm at Queen's, and my favourite ice cream flavour, salted caramel. You can never go wrong with it.
Oh, that sounds good.
Hi guys, my name is Bree and I'm 22 years old. I don't go to school anymore, I'm a youth worker. And my favourite ice cream flavour, I do love chocolate. Like if I have to go for Tip Top, that's probably my favourite Tip Top flavour. But I don't know if this is cheating, but like real fruit ice cream.
Berry. Smart.
Like that's, especially in summer, like you can't go wrong with those, you know?
Yeah, definitely.
It's time for Never Have I Ever, a segment that provides you wonderful listeners, with a wonder in our lives.
What?
This can get interesting, so buckle in.
What happens?
Okay, guys, just a quick thing before we get started. We're going to start with, like, I don't know, 10 fingers for the vibes. Do we put a finger down if we've done it or if we haven't done it?
Do I have to put fingers down?
No, I don't have to.
Put a finger down if you've done it.
Should we just say if we have
let's
or haven't
say,
done it?
I have or I haven't.
Yeah. I think that makes it easier.
Yeah.
Does that sound good?
I'm going to do the finger thing. Like, I have.
Okay.
I'll just put a finger down.
Okay.
Okay, sorry. Before I was talking to my brother. Okay. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Never have I ever washed up.
I've washed up.
I have. I actually only watched it
recently. Never.
Okay.
No.
Great movie.
I hear this all the time, that people have watched Avatar, but never have I ever watched Avatar.
I have.
Oh, wait. I may have not watched the first one.
Have you only watched
I think I've watched a bit of the first one, and I don't. I've watched the second one.
I've done the exact same. I've watched of the first one, and then I've watched the whole second one.
Yeah. Because my brother never watched it. I've watched the whole first and second.
I was just judging you. I did the same thing.
Yeah. Okay.
Joseph's
this is
one.
Another one. Never have I ever watched the Titanic.
Yes, I have.
I have not. I did this for my Never Have I Ever, or I think I did this for Two Truths and a Lie for my own one the other time, and I have not since watched Titanic.
You stole the ogre
of me. Have you not watched Titanic?
No. I mean, you've seen a scene
you
from
you need to watch Titanic. It's like the movie that you have to watch.
I just know some clips.
I'm just because of that, I'm against watching it.
Oh, you have
I'm
to
not
going to
watch it now.
Okay, Bella, should we go on to your three?
Never have I ever read a whole book series in a day.
I have never.
In a day? No.
I feel like I might have. Like, I don't know if I have, but I feel like I have back in the days. I used to read a lot.
Yeah. Okay. Never have I ever forgotten to bring your bag to school.
I have never.
No. School was a long time for me, guys. I've got to bring it to work, if that works.
When I was 8, I did.
My brother once came home with his helmet and not his bike.
What?
Okay. I don't know.
Okay.
How do you bring your helmet?
And never have I ever gone to another country.
I've never.
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 I have.
Lucky.
Old, sorry.
I was pretty lucky.
Yeah, lucky.
Yeah,
I have.
Okay. Never have I ever wished summer was just 1 week longer.
Not really.
Yeah, I usually get pretty bored.
Same.
Nah.
Okay, good.
He's disagreeing.
Joseph's like, I wish someone was all year round.
No. Oh, well, summer I get hay fever, so...
It's the holidays I get boredom, but summer, I reckon it could be all year round.
Oh, I thought it was in, like, school holidays, like, in summer. Mm. Summer's good season.
I usually get overheated a lot.
Fair. Yeah.
Okay. Never have I ever said I'm bored during the holidays.
All the time. Yeah, I said it today. I said it today.
It's not just
I was like, I'm bored.
Nah. Who has never done that?
Literally.
Okay. Never have I ever packed my bag the night before and still forgot something.
Always.
I don't know if I have. I might have.
I always forget, something, anything.
I always forget something at least.
Yeah, something. It's weird.
I think I have, actually.
The question should be, have you ever remembered everything?
Yeah. That's true. Yeah. I feel like Joseph's a serial forgetter. Okay. On to my three... Never have I ever complained it was too hot after wishing for summer.
Yeah.
If you know my friends, you'll know that I'm just a serial complainer about the weather. Like, for me, it's a genuine, like, for most people, it's like, I don't know, just a basic as conversation. I'm really passionate about the weather. Like, it's one of my big conversations every day.
You start off the morning... Oh, it's so hot today, but I feel like tomorrow will be a bit colder, but then...
I genuinely just get angry about the weather or really passionate about it, and I'll just go on and on. Probably maybe some people that think that's lame, but I'm really passionate about it. Maybe I'll become a weather presenter. Never have I ever binged a whole show during the holidays.
I have. Many shows.
I actually have as well. Yeah.
Yeah, I have.
Just through the holidays.
Whoa. Yeah. Did you just say that you...
How many episodes is, like, binging? Like,
you need to do, I think, at least 20 to do a good binge.
I did, like, a whole series.
Yeah, I've done.
Yeah. So, okay, yeah, I have. I don't really like binging, though. It gives me, like, a headache. I hate just watching episode after episode. Depends, though. If it's a short episode, then it's good.
Yeah, I think I've literally done, like... I think I've done a whole series in a day before. Yeah,
the episodes nowadays are, like, a whole movie.
That's fair.
So it's, it's like watching, like, six movies.
Yeah, but they're also, like, shorter. Back in the day, it was, like, 20-minute episodes for, like, 20-minute episodes for 22 episodes, so...
Yeah, those were great. Yeah. Just 20-minute episodes, it's quick.
But it's still, like... There's still a lot of time. Sometimes there are 40-minute episodes and 22 of them.
Yeah, I just don't have a good attention span.
That's fair. And last one, never have I ever had sand everywhere for days.
Oh, never. Always. There's always. I think there's still sand, like, in my room, just randomly.
Mm. I think, Who knows? When we would go on, like, holiday, like, some beach or something, it's just sand all the time.
Yeah.
Hate that.
Especially living near the beach.
The sand's good when you want it.
Yeah. Okay, that's us for Never Have I Ever.
Welcome back. Whether you were excited, nervous, or fully in
denial
about school being back, you're not alone. We're sharing some back-to-school tips to help ease into the term from students for students.
Yeah. Nice job, Lily. So we're recording this actually in December, but when this comes out, this is going to be like a week before school starts for
Christmas.
All of you guys.
It's not Christmas now, but for us it's Christmas.
But all three of these guys are starting new schools, and they've just gone through primary, intermediate,
and now high school.
Now they're moving into high school, so I thought we'd share some...
When will it end?
Yeah, share some tips and talk about some of our experiences. Yeah.
Yep.
So, maybe we'll start with Bella. I know you got some maybe thoughts about wearing a uniform for the first time.
I've never worn a uniform before because I've gone to my preschool, which didn't have uniform, my primary school didn't have uniform, and my intermediate didn't have uniform. So, never worn a uniform, so... But I'm actually looking forward to wearing a uniform for high school, which some people are going to side-eye me.
No, I'm a big fan of uniforms. Do you two have any thoughts? Because you guys have both worn uniforms for your lives.
Yes.
What's your thoughts? Any tips for Bella?
Good luck.
Good luck.
You will look the same.
It will all look amazing. The same.
Yeah. I can mean you'll stand
good luck
out.
Good you
know? I'm a big fan of uniforms because I'm just like, yeah. I think
uniforms are cool.
I think it's really good.
I'm going to like it because then everyone looks the same. And then
you don't have to think about what to wear in the morning.
It's just you don't have to have
like some people wearing like really cool clothes. And don't then like, trying, yeah. don't have to try hard with all that stuff. You know?
I love the blazers.
The blazers, I don't really like. They're like the shoulders are literally like this on my blazer.
Those blazers.
Do I have any tips for Bella? I'm pretty sure your school has a... Because you're going to OG's, eh?
Yeah.
They've got, like, a socks up rule or something.
Yeah.
Oh, wear socks, yeah.
King's has the same thing.
Yep. So
I don't know about Queen's. I have no idea.
As a senior, I'm pretty sure if you got to stand up when someone comes into the room, like when a teacher.
Yeah, probably. It's a good thing for respect, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, guys, so if you guys should have a look at your student handbook, because I'm sure you can find them online for if you're moving schools.
Okay.
Student handbooks will be online, so I think a good thing to do before you move schools is take a look at your new school's website and just navigate, you know, around it, have a look at all the things.
Yeah, that's smart.
I think you can find out so much on a website, and that's what they're there for. I remember when I went to new schools and like when I moved to university, I spent ages just combing through the website, and it's really hard to understand at first, but then the more you look at it, the easier it is to understand. You guys, the three of you are going to new schools. You guys nervous about it? Excited?
Excited.
I'm excited. I'm not nervous because, of course, I'm everyone's favourite student, but...
of course. Wow.
The poster king.
Yeah, of course I'm everyone's favourite student. Don't even deny it. I'm talking to you, Mr. Johnstone.
Wow. Calling out names.
Yeah.
So what's something that excites you guys about going to a new school?
Being more teacher's favourite student.
meeting new people, because only one of my friends is going to Otago Girls, because originally I was the only one in my class going, but now one of my friends is. So I'm just looking forward to meeting some new friends. Not new friends, not like, but like meeting new people. That sounded wrong. Please don't hate me.
I mean, no, I understand it. Like, yeah, 100%. I was probably in a similar boat to you.
My friends listen to this. That's why I'm just, that's not what I meant.
Okay.
I'm just excited for all of it.
All of it, yeah.
Except math.
Except maths.
Math can burn.
At Otago Girls, we got so unlucky. We were split into our groups, and then we all had to do different stuff. People started off with baking stuff. We went to the hard materials room, and we're like, we're going to do some wood. We had to sit down and do a math test first thing in the morning.
No. Oh, is this for your like day where you walk around and like?
Yeah, and we were so unprepared. Like I was like looking around. I was like,
oh yeah,
is everyone knowing what they're doing?
Oh, that is pretty. That's pretty rough.
I know. They could have warned us.
Yeah, we did a test as well. Maths, we did reading, we did literacy. Ages. Until like 12:30, I think.
Yeah, same.
That's crazy.
Wait, is this for orientation day?
Orientation day.
Oh, I went to Bayfield because I didn't know I got an acceptance into Queen's until later. Yeah. We just got to have fun, like no work.
Yeah, because we did a writing test and then we did like a math test. And then we visited, like, library, we did PE, we did baking. I think that was it. Yeah. Pretty good.
Nice.
Yeah, I got food to yes, Kings.
Do you know what? Do you think I should tell Noah? Noah's not here anymore. He's finished up, but should we tell his first day of school story of new school?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
He can't do anything about it.
Yeah. He's not here anymore.
Right, actually. He can't do anything, so I can say whatever I want.
Do it.
So our old podcaster, Noah, who has unfortunately just left us, but onto better and amazing things.
Unfortunately?
I'm sad about it because Noah's so cool. But he's onto some really cool stuff with his new wife, who is like one of my really good friends, so... Super excited. But he has a really unfortunate first day of school story for his year 9.
Oh, yeah.
Joseph's heard about this because...
I have.
And Lily has as well.
I have not.
It's funny. It is funny.
So I'm not going to tell this because of Noah, because no one can. But Noah's first day of school, he goes to his mum, "Oh, mum, can I get a fresh cut for first day of school? I just love to look you know, great for, well, I mean, it's not boys' school, but, you know, just, you know, you want to impress people, good first impressions. But so his mum, not a hairdresser, right? So, but she gives it a good shot. She gets out this razor. It's, I don't really know how boys' haircuts work, but it's the number zero.
Oh.
If you know what that means.
Yeah.
And it's doing a good fade. You know, he had this, like, comb over. He wanted to look like Justin Bieber because it was back in the day. And
no.
Suddenly Noah hears it and feels something on the side of his head. And it's like, and his half is, not half of it, but a good chunk of hair got taken off, taken out. Yeah. He had a big bald spot on the side of his head.
I thought he was really
on
bald.
On the first day of school, new school, you know.
Oh,
yeah. Pretty scary. And then, but so Noah had a wee shed a tear maybe, and then you know Noah being smart was like, okay, what can I do about this? And got a brown felt pen, and. Went and coloured it in for about like weeks of school. So, yep, that's. And it eventually grew back, thank goodness, but that was Noah's first day of school. So, just.
It's amazing.
Yeah, so if any listeners ever think that their first day is bad, good, like bad, just think about Noah.
Just hold Noah in your heart when thinking about that. Feel lucky.
It just can't be worse.
How did
so,
survive this?
Yeah.
If today felt rough, that doesn't mean the year will be. Reach out if you need support, check in on your mates, and take things step by step. Thanks for listening, and good luck for the term ahead. All right, it's time for a game where we absolutely disrespect cinema. One of us will describe a movie badly, like really bad. The rest of us have to guess what movie it is before our brains fully melt.
So I've got a bunch of well-known movies here. Hopefully you guys know some of them. And, So here's the first bad description. A homeschooled teen moves to public school, accidentally makes friends with the wrong people, and basically starts a fashion and gossip war that consumes the whole school.
Mean Girls.
Nice job, Lily.
Wait. Did you say girl?
A homeschooled teen moves to public school.
I don't know why. When you said that, I immediately thought a guy. I was like,
no,
a homeschooled teen. I was trying to.
No, once you said, like,
fashion and gossip.
I was thinking Mean Girl, but I was like, no, it's a
guy. It was before that.
Oh, nice. Joseph's like, no, this chick flicks. Don't say that. Great movie, by the way.
Amazing.
Such a cool movie. Okay, next one. Everyone pretends high school is the most important thing, but singing and dramatic love triangles somehow take priority over exams, homework, and basic common sense.
High School Musical? I don't know.
Lily, hang on again.
What?
Nice job. That is 2 out of 2 for Lily.
I like haven't seen the whole High School Musical.
I was forced to by my sister. She used to be obsessed.
Yeah, I wasn't even actually allowed to when I was younger.
Cause, haven't seen it at all.
Really?
So.
No. My dad didn't like things that had teenagers in them.
Oh, wow.
Because they would
kiss.
Okay, next one.
Hate those parts.
A boy joins a school full of magic, danger, and suspiciously lax teachers, where every day could include life-threatening adventures and still counts as learning.
It's like Harry Potter.
That's what I was going to say.
Who's Harry Potter first? Was it Bella?
Yeah.
Nice job,
I was
going
to say Harry Potter.
Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone.
We need to guess the certain one.
Yeah. Don't worry. No, it's just Harry Potter.
Prisoner
of Azkaban. I don't know. They're all pretty much, you know, the same life-threatening things, same teachers that do absolutely nothing.
Yay.
But I love it. Okay, we've got three more. We've got a young, brilliant girl uses her psychic powers to fight a terrifying headmistress, punish cruel children, and find
Matilda.
Adults a few minutes along the way.
Matilda.
Yes, it was Matilda. Matilda.
Who even bothered guessing it anymore?
Oh, I think it was...
Who
it was
first?
You. It was you. It was you.
Bella first?
Yeah, it was Bella.
Nice job. So it's two for Bella, two
Are
for Lily.
Are we allowed to interrupt you? Oh, no.
You know what? We'll let it slide for that one. But
because I don't know.
No. Okay,
so
you finish it and then we can guess.
Finish it and then we can guess. Okay.
Yeah, and then if you both get some time, we'll papers are up for it. Okay, we've got two more. Joseph, you better get
some.
Come on, think.
Oh, I don't think you're going to get this one, though.
Think.
A rich, stylish teen treats school like a runway, fixes everyone's love lives, and learns nothing about the actual academics in the process.
Okay, I've got no clue.
I know... It's like some of the blonde one. It's like the... it's
She is blonde.
I was never going to guess that.
Oh. I was. It's... Do you want me to name some actors?
No, the actors aren't going to help me. I just need to remember what it's called.
It's Legally Blonde.
No, it's not Legally Blonde. It's,
I know.
What's the girl? She's got like, and like, it's got like the yellow like plaid outfit. I don't know what it's called.
Oh, should we give you a clue?
Yes.
That was the clue.
Oh, wait. Can you please say that again?
Shall we give you a clue?
Clueless.
Yes.
Oh.
Congrats. So, yep.
My friend forced me to watch that.
Great movie as well. This one, Joseph, you might get. Okay, a high school student with superpowers struggles to balance saving the city, passing classes, and not being the teacher's worst nightmare.
Spider-Man?
Bella.
Oh, Spider-Man. Yeah. Spider-Man.
Okay, Spella.
Which one?
Spella. Bella.
Spider-Bella.
That one.
Wow. And that. Oh, my God.
That's okay. You got it.
And that's the end of bad descriptions for today. Turns out you can explain a movie terribly and it's still recognizable somehow. Let's move on before we roast each other. Classic.
Roast another classic.
Roast another classic.
It's the holidays, guys. Give us a break.
I am tired. Okay. All right, team, it's time for Most Likely 2, the game where we throw each other under the bus, all in the name of fun, of course.
Okay, team, we don't have heaps of time, so we're going to speed through this out of us four. And you know what? We don't know each other super, super well. We've all just met from Youth Action Group this year, except from...
This is just based off of what I know from Youth Action Group.
Yeah, pretty much. So we'll see how this goes. Most likely to forget their timetable on day one.
Why do I feel like Joseph?
Why are you looking at me?
I should we point in 3 seconds?
I would say me.
Okay. 3, 2, 1.
Me.
I say Lily. I don't want to change this.
Yeah, I know.
I say Lily.
I'd say Joseph.
Yeah, I went with Lily as well. Yeah, I think Lily wins that one. You agree? Lily thinks it's herself.
Yes.
Okay. Something on the same vein. These are pretty negative, these ones. Okay. Mm-hmm. Most likely to bring the wrong book.
Well, now I switched because everyone was saying Lily.
I feel like Lily would forget the timetable. I feel like Joseph would bring the wrong book.
Yeah.
I switched. I'd still bring the right book, but just in the wrong time.
In the wrong time, yeah. No,
right book, wrong class.
Okay. Most likely to carry the group project.
Most likely to carry the group. Okay.
That means not me.
Project
that means
not
carry
me.
Yeah, not Lily.
No. I'm not smart enough to do that.
I'm smartish.
Yeah, I reckon it's probably between Bella or Joseph.
I say Bella.
I can point to Bella because
it's me.
Bella?
I reckon it's Bella.
Yeah.
Seem like a legend. Most likely to sleep through their alarm.
Yeah, that's me.
That's me.
I'm going to go Joseph.
I do.
Joseph. Or Lily Joseph. Apparently does.
I do. Joseph. I do.
Okay.
I can't. I don't know.
I'm always late.
The two of them together.
I can wake up at any time though and go to school because I'm close to it.
But you're not going to be right beside, your school next year, Joseph.
Oh, no.
That's going to be rough.
I'm going to have to, I'm going to hate waking up early.
Yeah.
It's sweet.
Well, on terms of sleeping, most likely to nap straight after school.
Me.
Nah, I'm not that tired. I'm tired, but not that tired.
So, definitely Lily then.
Yeah, definitely me.
Most likely to forget someone's name over the holidays.
No,
not me. I will.
I'm pointing at myself.
Feel like
I'm just pointing at Brie because
I called you Jacob this morning.
Jacob,
yeah.
I called you Jacob this morning.
And I hate to
call the name.
Yeah.
Hi, Jacob.
Bella's gonna forget Joseph's name by the end of today anyway. So, and most likely to panic about deadlines last minute.
I don't really panic, but
I don't know.
Brie and Bella are both pointing at themselves.
I'll just.
Yeah,
point at
one of us.
Okay.
I think it's self-proclaimed. Yeah, great stuff. And then lastly, most likely to wear the wrong uniform item.
I feel like I don't know why.
I doubt it. No, I don't think I would.
She doesn't even wear her uniform to her school.
She
so.
Will be now.
I will
oh,
be.
Oh, yeah, maybe Bella, because yeah. Bella's...
I would never wear Bella. The wrong thing. I'd have to make sure everything... I'm a perfectionist, so I'd have enough. OCD. I'd be like, is everything...
I actually have, okay. In terms, sometimes I'd lose my school tie when I was at school, and I'd have to wear my junior tie. Yeah. Anyway...
And that's most likely to no hard feelings. Hey, just a bit of banter and a few brutal truths. Tune on in on time. We probably... Oh, my God. Okay, yeah. Let's continue. Tune in next time when we probably offend someone else. Hopefully my brother.
Okay.
If you want to get in touch with us, check us out on TikTok. Our account name is Fiako. That is... WHEAKO on TikTok.
That's us for this episode. Thanks for hanging out with us. Whether you laughed, learned something, or just listened in awkward silence, we appreciate you.
Make sure to follow the podcast so you don't miss what's coming up next. And if you know a local legend or have a segment idea for a segment, hit us up. We'll hear from you next in a fortnight. See ya.
That's us for another episode of the Grady Green Island Youth Action Group podcast here on ORFM.
Thanks for listening. Don't forget to tell your mates, your dog,
and your nan.
Catch you next time.
Ka kite.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.